Honey, the power's out.
Flashlight's dead. Can't find batteries.
Hey, neighbors. Want to borrow my Star Patrol spotlight?
That flashlight lights up the whole house.
Watch. The Star Patrol can light up the whole neighborhood. It can illuminate up to a half mile away.
A half mile? That's insanely bright.
And the Turbo Boost increases brightness up to 100%.
Whoa, now that's insanely bright.
With 10 illumination modes, the Star Patrol is a flashlight, spotlight, floodlight, emergency light, and more. And with an ultra-fast USB power bank, you can even charge your phone with it. Plus, the Star Patrol is fully rechargeable and backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
So how do I get one of these Star Patrols?
Go to GetStarPatrol.com and you'll get it with free Turbo Boost, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. Again, that's GetStarPatrol.com. GetStarPatrol.com.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Solstice. Gather round the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Grab your favorite moisturizer and settle in for this stimulating episode about adult films and their award-winning stars. And now, delicious Daryl, luscious Lisa, and sexy Shelley.
Welcome, witches. This is the sultriest voice you are going to hear all day long, except for the bad witch, Lisa Brown.
Hi.
And the man witch, Daryl Brown.
How you doing?
On this very special episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch, the podcast, I'm your good witch, Shelley Majors, and we're here to talk about pornography.
Pornography.
And by that,
whacking
I mean
it.
Pornography.
Porny-noggy.
I mean,
porny-noggy.
Pardon me. Somebody passed the mashed potatoes.
Porninago is my Japanese porn name.
Oh, I like that. That's awesome.
Oh, porninago.
Porninago. It's also a nice ahi dish.
Is it really?
No.
Well, tuna, they go together.
I don't know.
Wait, what?
I don't know anything about
it. It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
It's got to be Wacky Wednesday. Goodness, yeah. Man. It's been a while.
Before we get to the deep, hard investigative reporting that you guys have come to enjoy.
The penetrating stories.
And appreciate, yes, the penetrating stories. We wanted to talk about recent events in our lives that we did with our clothes on. You guys ready?
Nice, nice.
Yeah. Then I can't talk.
Yeah, that's
Lisa
true.
And I, the Bad Witch and I, just got back from a trip to Michigan to go see our good friends, Deb and Troy. And Lisa bet Troy $100 to do what?
So, Troy had to work most of the whole time that we were there, so we didn't really see him that much. But the last night that we were there, he went to a fancy dinner with us, and we were walking up to the fancy dancy place, and I had kind of looked up the prices in beforehand, and I knew that it was, you know,
hoity-toity.
Kind of, just real super nice. It actually was, and I mean, we'll go into this probably a little bit more, but it was, it looked more casual, but the food was superb. And very beautiful.
It was.
And
the pictures are,
yeah. It was a white linen type of place. But
absolutely.
On a casual waterfront atmosphere. We were there at sunset.
Yes. And I didn't feel bad wearing jeans or whatever. And it was gorgeous. But anyways, as we were walking, he was walking in front of us. And we kind of look like geishas, like just all following him. Kind of.
Oh, Troy-san.
Yeah. And I go, Troy, I bet you, I'll give you $100 if when you go to the front desk, you say, hey, I'm just here with me and my bitches. And he just kind of looked at me and kind of giggled a little bit, but didn't really acknowledge me. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, whatever. So I was looking down at my phone, and he goes up there, and he's like, yeah, we have a party of four. And the lady's like, oh, okay, what's the last name? And he's like, Lemming. Just me and my bitches.
Nice.
And I thought I'd die. It was the way he said it was perfect, and I can't believe. And the girl that was at, she looked like she wanted to laugh, but she didn't know if she was supposed to. And stuff. And she's like, right this way. And so yeah, that was actually really, really funny.
Yes, it was. She's in her crisp white shirt, and we were in Marina casual.
Yeah,
it was the attire that was really, really fun.
Yeah.
But what was your favorite part?
Oh, I think just being able to relax after, you know, a really crazy week before. And it was just nice. Everything was nice. Mm-hmm. I think
it was nice.
It was. I think everything was just spending time with you guys, watching movie, being able to laugh with a bunch of people who got my sense of humor, right. You know.
Real schedule.
Because it never happens here.
Well, no. But, no, I mean, just, you know.
We hadn't seen Debbie in a long time. She had moved, and seen her beautiful new home and her beautiful new dogs. And, it was really relaxing. Walking on the beach every morning. Mm-hmm. It was pretty great.
Not having to talk to me.
I talked to you the whole time.
No, you didn't.
I did. I talked to you every night that we were there.
So, on our trip to Michigan, how did you take it, Daryl?
Well, why don't you tell us about our trip to Michigan?
This is how things started out, actually. Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny. So, Lisa worked the day before. So, Shells had planned to come out and stay the night because we're so close to the airport, just zip from here to the airport. So,
and Daryl was kind enough to take us.
She whips by the office, my office, or mine and Lisa's office, to get me. So we come out, when we go do a little grocery shopping. You know, thank God we bought a little alcohol.
While I'm still working.
While Lisa's still working. Well, we get out to our house and everything, and I'm like, okay, this will be cool. We'll just hang out, you know, this and that. I forgot to unlock the front door screen door, so we couldn't get into the house. So I'm kind of like, shit.
You had the key to the door, but not the screen door.
I had the key to the front door, but not the screen door. So I'm like, oh, shit, guess what? So we're kind of like, the funny thing was, it started to get a little gray, a little cold. You know, it was chilling off a little bit.
Nice weather. But Shell goes,
we got seltzers. We'll be fine. Well, what more could happen? So we're kicking it on the front porch, drinking seltzers and stuff.
Patio times.
Couple of neighbors come by. They're like, hey, what's going on? And we're like, we're locked out. And this one neighbor goes, he learned how to pick locks over COVID, and the guy goes, oh, yeah, but I don't know where my stuff is.
Crazy.
So, that's how it started out. What a perfect way to start out. So me and Shells just had, chilled on a couple of seltzers till Lee got out here.
That's a couple two-tree seltzers.
Yeah, it was nice. We was on the porch, you know. She sat on the stoop for a minute or two, smoked. Yay.
But, wish.
But it was nice. But no, it was funny because me and Lisa really don't. I mean, we're not apart from each other much. And I mean, much less, her going to another state or anything like that. So it was different.
Yeah.
But, it's kind of nice. I mean, it's good to kind of have time away, And she's like, you'll find things to do. So, yeah, I was,
When you do the music editing, can you put the Chicago song there?
Yeah.
Everybody needs a little time away.
That would be a perfect
one. I heard
her
say, found me out.
Wow, that was Elmer Fudd's
harmonizing.
Yeah. Awesome. But no, I did miss both of you guys and stuff. So, but the pictures were fabulous. I like the fact you guys took some beach walks and some nature walks. That's freaking cool.
We took almost a 4 mile hike the first day, and the second day was close to 3, and it was funny because the second day we left a little bit later, I think, and it got hotter that day, and I had dressed the same as the first day, so I kept shedding, first layer. My hoodie came off, and I had long
Oh, no.
I had long pants on, and so then I hiked them up so that there were more capris. And we had got to about two blocks from her house, and she's like, how much farther did you guys want to walk? And I'm like, none much farther. and it was, and she's like, oh, okay, that's fine. And it was like, it wasn't that I was tired or whatever. I could
it's
have
really
actually,
hot. Yeah. Well,
I had swamp ass so bad.
Uh-huh. Oh, thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. Yeah. I just was sweating between my butt cheeks, and then my butt cheeks were like rubbing together.
Chafing.
I was. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. I'm not going to be able to poop right.
Mary Chafing Carpenter.
I was.
Yes.
So that was the end of that. I mean, if I would have just put a tissue in there or
grease
something, I probably
would.
But you didn't know.
The word.
I didn't know. Little cornstarch.
Yeah.
well, we didn't. We didn't know that that would be a byproduct.
Yeah.
But Deb gave me her old Fitbit while we were out there, and I've been kind of kicking ass since we got back.
Good for you.
Brian blew up the tires on my bike and did a 6-mile bike ride, and which doesn't sound like a lot on a bike, but it was a lot for me for not having done it in 3 years.
Yeah.
And, did he ride with you?
He had a scooter. He owns a scooter.
Oh, that's
so,
right.
So, yeah, and there's a trail that goes from his house that goes directly to my house 8 miles away.
Oh.
It's Cuckoo Pans. So it goes all the way through Cherry Creek, et cetera. So,
crazy.
Anyway, not that I need the validation from a piece of equipment to exercise, but it sure helps.
Because
you want to beat yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, only 1,000 more steps and I'll meet my goal or whatever.
Yeah.
So thank you, Debbie, for and Troy for all the company and the dogs
and
your
food.
Generosity and the comfy beds, the food mostly.
Yeah.
That was a really, really good time.
I'm so excited when I get to go out there alone. It'll be fun.
We're Ain't going happening. With you. We're going in your bags.
Yeah.
But everybody should take a little long weekend with their friend as soon as they can.
No, that's been a long time coming too. So it's been a while since you guys have done the little gal trip.
I don't know if just the two of us have ever gone anywhere.
I don't know if we have.
No, and Lisa was really easy to travel with.
Yeah.
She didn't bitch at all about anything. I bitched about
that's why
stuff.
They stuck her down in the basement. Oh, she's the snore downstairs.
No, she was great. It was more the blackout curtains.
I tell you what, when she sent me a video of the bungalow downstairs, I'm like, I just put the house up for sale. We're moving in.
It's
pretty luxurious.
Yeah.
And that's my thoughts on the matter.
And we went and saw Cinderella.
Yeah.
Which is not
How
the
was
band.
She?
No. That was funny, too.
Yeah. So Shelley had told me, she's like, Deb bought tickets for me and her for Cinderella, and then I decided I was going to go, too. And she's like, but if we can't sit together, we'll get you a seat. But Shelley's like, I'll sit by myself. I don't care. And I'm like, who sits at a concert? You know, and
Lisa
stuff.
Not
I'm like,
thinking Cinderella.
I wasn't thinking Cinderella. And so then Deb had wrote us, and she's like, don't forget to bring a nice outfit for Cinderella. And I'm like, the 80s band?
So like a fishnet shirt.
Yeah.
Right. So we're all, the three of us are on the thread, and Lisa's like, that 80s band? And I'm like, Lisa, I told you what we're doing.
And I said, you said we're going to Cinderella. You mean bippity boppity boo Cinderella?
Yes.
And she's like,
and you bipped, bopped, and you booed.
She's like, yeah, what did you think? And I'm like, don't know what you got till it's got home.
But it was better, in my opinion, because it was local theater. We had second row seats.
Uh-huh.
It was very cute.
And you guys all three
awesome
got to sit together?
Yeah.
Then?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was a great
good
night out.
Yeah,
because
nice.
She, I think, because she got Lisa's ticket later, because Lisa got her flight later. It all worked out great.
Yeah, it was really, and actually, they did a great job.
Agreed.
It was really, really cute, and there was actually a snafu, something, and that was actually probably my favorite part.
Me
they
too.
Busted some kind of, what was it, like a lamp, or something?
It was like a little lamp, so there was a sound of breaking glass, and it kind of fit with the scene, so we're like, was that on purpose or an accident?
But then somebody from the side, like, just
booked
over and was sweeping it or whatever, and then the evil stepmother and Cinderella came out, and they were, like, standing there, and the evil stepmother looked at Cinderella and goes, that was your job.
You should be cleaning that up.
You should have been cleaning that up. And the Cinderella girl goes, and it was just perfect.
Perfect,
yeah.
Evil stepmom did the best ad lib of the week.
And she did. Yes, she was my favorite.
Yeah, that
that's
was great.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really neat. So,
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, it's so funny. So, you know, like I said, with a guy's perspective, you guys are out and about. So here's what I thought. I'm like, okay, I'll show them my first night. I got me a big old fat ribeye, barbecued a big old ribeye and a baked potato. Second night, I'm like, God, I really don't feel like cooking. Del Taco did.
Yeah.
He was having the bachelor time of his life.
Third night, thank God my daughter hung out with me, and she goes, yeah, I go, well, what do you want to do? And what do you want to, you know, she goes, I'm in the mood for a good salad. And I'm like, okay. I was going to say I was in the mood for a steak, but I already had a steak. So I go, well, let's just go over to the Texas Roadhouse. Yeah. So we went over there, and we had Caesar salads at the Texas Roadhouse.
Because you just had a steak.
Yeah. So it was funny, but yeah, we got back, and me and her just had a good time. We sat and talked. Then we came down into the studio, shot some video of her, me and her talking. But one thing I forget with my daughter, and I can't do, and I can't keep up, she likes to do shots.
Oh, yeah. You're not a liquor guy.
Mm-mm, man. And so we did shots. We did shots here. We have on video.
What shots were you drinking?
She drinks spiced rum.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, like Sailor Jerry?
Captain, yeah.
Yeah. Kraken.
Wow. So, I didn't know if that you guys know this, but when somebody's doing shots and you don't want to, you don't have to. I wasn't sure but if that you knew that.
Who are you talking to, Rissa?
Lisa, here's our daughter. No. She really didn't pressure me. I was just like,
I know she did.
I was so
good
happy.
One, Lisa.
Just you know, that seriously, that's the first time me and her have ever had just the father daughter hangout time.
Right.
Yes.
Since she was maybe little. So that was a good time. We had a good time. I got up. I got you guys at the airport. I was a half hour late, but
well, you just had to re-round.
Oh yeah, I went to
the wrong.
I went
side.
To departure, and I'm like, ah, shit, they're not departing, they're arriving. So I had to do a loop-de-loop, but it was fine.
Well, yeah. We appreciate you driving us, and then after the show, shots wise, we'll talk about ownership of your actions.
Perfect.
Yes, we will.
Okay. Well,
I'd like to add one thing before that.
Sure enough.
I want to
go for it.
Here's a little something from 1:08 p.m. today.
Uh-huh.
Lisa, the responsible one in the podcast, says, hey, Shelley, this is a text. Shelley, what is your ETA? Daryl and I are on the thread. And I said, I'm thinking 4 p.m., 4:30 if you want BJ's, period. Then I say, the food, not the knobber.
Oh,
then I also say, I have a gift card to BJ's, but I'm happy to pick up whatever. Craving pizza and salad a little bit. There's a hero sandwich place by me I've been wanting to try. Lisa says, surprise us with a little heart. Daryl says, hey, wait, is a BJ off the menu now? I laughed out loud. So the BJ was off the menu, but that's what we ended up getting, and it was delicious.
We ended up getting BJs?
Yeah.
Where was I?
Mine was thin and crispy.
I just needed more napkins.
Perfect.
But on that note, we'll be back.
Alrighty, guys. Well, we're back, and today we are talking about dirty movies.
Yep. Ooh.
And not the kind of dirty movies. We're talking about the porno movies.
Not pigs.
Not wrestling.
Well,
depends on who you ask.
Ouch. I happened to think about this the other day. I was thinking about this show.
About porn the other day.
And I was just kind of, you know, curious because in my own mind, these are questions I wonder sometimes if people really think that, you know, they're actors. Is it legit acting? Because they actually do have award show for them. They have big presentation. And so I thought, I'm going to ask my witches what they think about this. So that's why I brought this about.
So the question is, do you think pornography actors, X-rated actors, are legitimate actors?
Yes.
My answer is no.
Okay.
And this is why. Okay. No. Well, okay.
You'd like to deliberate. The table is yours.
Okay, I don't think that they're not legitimate because there's awards. There can be an awards for anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anybody can win any stupid award.
Well, you know, they're just not going to...
Are you looking at me? Are you saying that we're not legitimate news?
Ouch.
I'm just saying.
Oh, come on.
Don't besmirch the Westward Award.
Is besmirched really a word?
It sure is.
Wow, I like that.
Yeah, Papa besmirch it.
Papa besmirched.
Come on.
No, seriously, you can make an award ceremony for anything.
Okay.
And I have actually watched the adult film awards before.
What are they called? The Grindies?
Something. I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Okay.
But
the Pumpies.
Right. The boinks.
I've got to see that trophy.
Thank you, guys. I'm so happy to get my boink.
And then the guys come up. Here's my shower. I'm a grower.
Award. It gets bigger. That's funny.
You know, I just heard that expression for the first time like 2 years ago.
No, way. Come on.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Funny.
For fuck's sake.
But yeah, I just think that, you know, it's like with those, it's not really who's the best. You know, it's like.
You think it's political?
Come on, who has the best?
Yeah.
No, that one was pretty good.
When I watched it, it was just like best movie, best supporting actor, best actress, you know, stuff like that. It wasn't like, didn't break down into categories like who's the best moaner, who had the best pout face, or stuff. It's like
just. Didn't have who had the best fight.
Yeah, I know.
Seems like an untapped market.
Yeah, well, yeah. And it could be different now. I mean, it's not like I watch them every single year. Give me a break. Don't judge me. Huh. But it just seemed a little like we just do this so we can be able to dress up, not dress up, and be. When I say dress up, I mean
like wear clothes,
wear nothing,
right?
And stuff because they like seriously wore like pasties over their neeners.
Neeners, their neeners. Wow, she's got a weird name for them.
They're little neeners.
They call them knockers.
Knockers.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my God! Now all I want to do is make porn categories. Yeah, it's like who's the most likely to do weird shit? Yeah.
Right. Let's do it.
Nina Pukamunka.
Right.
With the neener neeners.
Who has the best neener neeners? So I don't. Okay. That being said, no, I still don't. I mean, you don't need anything to be able to. I mean, they don't have like. A big girl where they're like, oh, let's just put her in this because she's a very good actress. I mean, they put different people in different porns depending on what the fetish is. And then they just get whoever they can.
Will do that.
Who will do
it. Because it's a small industry.
It is.
The funny thing about this is, and it what also kind of made me bring this up, was I'm reading a book right now about an ex-TV star turned porn star. Don't ask me her name, and don't ask me the book, because
I haven't. It's called X-Rated.
It's X-Rated, yeah.
Yeah.
But the girl used to be on, it was the show with Topanga and those guys.
Glee.
No, The Small World. Not Small World. It's a, nope. The one with
Disney?
The,
it's a world of boners, a world of puth.
No, it's the kid, Fred Savage. It's his little brother.
Oh, okay.
What was that name?
You didn't know?
No.
But anyway.
I never knew.
So she was a character on there, and now she's one of the top-rated porn stars. But, so I did a little research besides, you know, looking at her. And they
I did a little research besides looking at her, he said.
Shelly's motions are bad. They are bad. Oh, God.
I did a little research and Shelly.
Hey, this is a news. This is a news podcast as well, so I've got to do my news.
Sorry,
dear.
But so kind of, you remember like porn back in the day? It was just kind of weird, silly music, and then they'd get right to it.
Mm-hmm. It was precious. It was quaint.
It seems like now there is a little bit better acting,
really?
And they actually do have stories to it and stuff.
Probably better production value.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I probably have not watched a porn since the 90s.
I definitely haven't.
Yeah.
This is a funny story.
The last porn I watched was on VHS.
Okay.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is a funny story, speaking of porn and everything. Well, it still kind of goes with the whole thing. But when Lisa's mom had a video store, if some of the porn tapes would either stick or they wouldn't... But they wouldn't run all the way through.
Daryl.
So she would give them to her Aunt Alice and say, would you watch this and see if it...
Aunt Alice is in her 80s.
She was in her 80s.
She died at 98.
Oh, Aunt my Alice, goodness. I was over doing some work at her house one time, and I'm outside, and I kept hearing this. And I'm like, what's going on in there?
I never knew this.
No, really? Yes.
So I went to the door, and I knocked, and she paused it, and she goes, oh, I'm watching some shows for Pat. She asked me if I could watch these and see. And I go... Is that? She goes, oh, yeah, it is. And she goes, you know, the stories have really gotten pretty good on these.
I was like, is there anybody with a big cock that isn't a pizza guy? What are we doing here?
So I'll shoot you the question so that you can...
Do you
think it's acting?
Who among us hasn't faked an orgasm? It's the best acting there is.
Oh.
I mean.
I haven't.
I think all of those ladies, well, not with Daryl, certainly.
No.
But I think all of these ladies.
I've never had sex with anybody besides Daryl either.
Deserve an Oscar. Yes. I think it's acting.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
cool.
You might accidentally enjoy it, but you have to accentuate that enjoyment, like it's the best you ever had every time, 60 yeah. times a day. That's acting.
Yeah, yeah.
Worthy of an award acting?
Worthy of the grindies.
Yeah. Or the boinker, yeah.
We'll talk about that.
What was
later.
The one that Burt Reynolds did with
Boogie Nights?
Boogie Nights.
On the list.
See, on that back there was kind of cool because mm-hmm. they kind of gave it almost a good
backstory
of what it was all about. Yeah,
and it was both sexy and tragic. It was really very sad. Yeah. But I could see that would be, like you said, a backstage look.
It's been a long time since I've seen that, but all mm-hmm. I remember is the sad part is that Mark Wahlberg's doinger was not real. That
it was prosthetic.
Yeah, that is tragic. Sad.
Yeah,
there was some sad stuff with Roller Girl. There was there was bad gang banging stuff.
I hate her.
Yeah,
hate her.
Heather Graham
thinks she is the worst actress on the face of the planet,
and it wasn't even real porn.
I think she's bad in everything she's ever done.
She's kind of a one-trick pony. Pretty girl, though.
Yeah.
She's fine.
Yeah. Don't get mad at me. I'm not.
Listen, I don't want to talk about
She doesn't have blonde hair and skates on right now. Simmer down over there, Lisa. Jeez.
I hate Heather Graham.
With that being said, let's say, do you think watching porn is cheating?
Are you watching it together?
Let's say you came home, you caught your guy watching some porn. I mean, would that piss you off? Or would you be like, hey, wait for me?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay. But if you're watching it together?
If they're doing it behind my back, and mm-hmm. then I get the benefit later, woohoo. Mm-hmm. They're doing it behind my back, and then it's just like, now the tank is empty? That's rude.
Yeah. I had a friend who got really, really mad because she said her husband was always watching porn and this and that and stuff. But she also, in a second breath, told me that she never had sex with him. Like
she
would joke about the fact that she never wanted to have sex.
Yeah.
So I'm like, where is he supposed to outlet?
Right.
You gotta empty that sucker somewhere.
I'd rather my husband watch porn than actually go and cheat on me.
Right.
That being said, no, I don't think it's cheating. I think that anything in excess you drink too much water, it's a bad thing.
You watch too much porn, you're going to get desensitized.
Exactly.
Yes, and disrespecting women and all kinds of
things that you...
Or break your ding-dong.
Well, there's that. But, things that turn you on have
Also, I see exactly what
It may
what
take the effect of you turning him on. Now he has to go to something else where he sees something different.
Well, or it may accelerate. It's just like, oh, well, I like this, but now that's not enough. I need to do this plus this.
Yes.
All of that.
It's
and then,
like,
you know,
this just isn't enough anymore.
Right.
I need to do this in order to get me going.
Right.
Okay.
Because I've seen that on this and stuff. So I think that it's a fine line, but for the most part, I think that if Daryl was just sitting home watching porn all day, I would think that'd be weird, and I'd be I think you need to get a job, or a hobby, or, something.
And why is your right arm so much bigger than the left?
That's
not what I said about working out.
Switch it up, buddy. Switch it up.
Right.
But if every now and again he needs to if he's in, he needs to, whatever.
Well, you were out of town for 3 days.
Especially if you're tired. Yeah.
What's that?
Especially if you're tired.
Yeah. And that's
take
another
a load
thing,
off.
Too.
Exactly.
For the lack of a better word.
Exactly.
Huh. Yeah. So, that was a long answer to a short question.
Well, no, these are either just still ones that I'm kind of going with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, would you guys ever go to a porn award show?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
People
watching the best.
But that's what I was going to say. I just go to see what everybody,
what they're wearing or not wearing, and I'd be like, Lisa doesn't think you're real.
and then they jump me and beat me.
This one goes, I'm wearing Hoochie. And they're like, did you mean Gucci? And no, I mean Hoochie.
That's pretty good, Daryl.
Yeah, thank
that
you.
That was good.
I think that I would go to any award show. I am not even kidding you.
Sure, they're
and
fun.
Stuff. Yeah, I just think stuff like that is, I think conventions are fun.
Uh-huh.
I think award shows are fun.
Nice.
Depending on the politics of the time, because I'm like, less fartsy, more artsy. You know, I don't want to hear your nonsense.
Yeah,
I want to know what you're wearing.
Yeah.
And see who the most popular is. And
I don't want to go to a political convention.
No, I want to be shallow and just get hammered on free champagne.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep, perfect.
Yeah. Would you guys watch together?
Sure, we don't.
Yeah.
I mean,
well.
But maybe a special occasion.
Yeah, I mean, we have Fiona, and I don't like her.
She's still young. We want to.
Thank you for explaining
She's only six.
I wasn't sure where you guys were going with that.
I I watched a porno with you guys.
That's right.
We were in a
Did
little.
Did we ever go over this on the show?
I feel like no. we have.
But we were in a little like porno room.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, we went.
So let me give some context.
Yes. Yeah, I guess for the people who haven't listened to every single
episode.
We're
going to go way back.
Way back when I was working at a club that had naked people in it, and I was not one of the naked people, caveat. There was a store next door that sold adult toys mm-hmm. and visuals.
Yeah.
And there were small rooms for adults to go and see the visuals. And then whatever happens, happens. On a lark, on a little bit of a drunk lark, we're all good friends.
Yeah.
We're like,
and we were all drunk.
Exactly. We had a pocket full of quarters and
right.
nothing and to it's do. Like,
let's see what's going on in there.
Yeah.
Obviously, now as adults, we're like, we could have figured out what was going on.
Yeah. There.
But and seriously, I've maybe seen two porn since that one. Mm-hmm. And that was probably 1993.
Yeah. It was a long maybe time 95. Ago. Uh-huh.
But there was three people. Shall mm-hmm. I? Or are we not?
Go ahead.
Okay. If you haven't heard, I'll give you the cliff notes.
Yeah.
But there were three people having a picnic. Two were lady people and one was a man person. And one of the items in the picnic was a carrot. And they would never eat the carrot. And they would never
and
do anything else with a carrot.
Eat. She was, means eat.
There yeah. was there was carrot teasing the whole time.
And that was very, very... The thing that was funny... Okay, so if you have small children in the room, leave now because this is the adult, funniest yeah. part. This, oh this is an adult content.
And we're all in a...
So
like
we're
a,
sitting
well,
there...
Well, it's a show about porn. Why are your kids in the room?
Yeah, yeah.
True.
And we were in about a phone booth size of a booth.
Yes, and mm-hmm. nobody yeah, was touching the walls.
Yeah.
No, we were thigh to thigh.
Yeah, but we were just like watching it, and I think that we had like got over...
To a lull.
Being like sensitive, like we were like... Nothing was doing anything for us, and we're sitting there watching, and all of a sudden Shelley goes, "Oh my God, if somebody doesn't fucking stick that carrot in someplace, I swear to God." And I thought that was seriously one of the funniest things that is ever.
Well, I just didn't think it was efficient.
No, why bring that if you're not going to use it?
Exactly.
You know, come on, what are you going to feed a horse later?
Yeah,
or something?
We get it. It looks like an orange dick. Let's, yeah. let's go, Cheeto.
Come on, oh. Frosty.
No, the best part was when the three of us walk out of the thing, the guy at the counter is like,
"Give it to me."
He gave us a look, and I go, "That's right. They call me Carrot Top."
Yeah, there was like no touching or kissing or even with me and Daryl at the
time. We were all worried about the walls.
Right.
So we just kind of stepped in. We're like,
yep.
Okay.
He's like, I go watch carrot movies with carrot tops. That's my MO. That's all I do. That's my thing.
Oh my
That's
God,
my finish.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
oh,
so,
man.
Yes.
So you got some more, Shell?
So, Part, I do have a couple.
Okay.
Would you or have you ever filmed each other or together?
No, no, and when I say no, I mean no.
You mean hell no.
Hell no.
Hell to the no.
This is the thing. I love my husband.
Yes.
And I trust him, I would say 98%.
But what if they Pamela Anderson'd your ass? Somebody came in and stole it.
It's not even them. Even him. You never know.
You never know.
The only person you can trust 100% is yourself.
Yep.
And sometimes that's not even true.
Good point.
And what if... Well, I mean, I am a micro celebrity.
Yes.
And a lot of people might want to see that.
It
and
could
maybe
be worth
he wants
dozens of dollars.
Yes.
Yeah, they'll be like, "Man, which we know you've got something." I'm like, "Oh,
he's
you
like,
know it. How
and
you
I
doing?"
Need a six pack.
Oh.
I got a case of Bush Light for this one.
So, no.
I knew the answer. I just wanted you to say
no.
Yeah, and plus, again, I just don't, I mean, we've all seen that Friends episode where Ross and Rachel filmed themselves, and I don't believe that it's pretty.
No,
I
for
don't
anybody.
Believe I would look pretty. I mean, if freaking Jennifer Aniston ended up not looking pretty, I mean, I know this is all fake, but you have to, no.
Have
just
you?
Just no.
Well, no, definitely not. And I used to be a lot more adventurous, but even then I knew not to do that. Even when there wasn't the internet and there was just disposable cameras, so like no L to the no.
No Polaroid or anything
no,
like that.
No.
Yeah.
But,
no, we never, that's never been our thing.
No. Uh-huh. But this isn't my final thing, but it's my final opinion on it for now and forever and always. I think that the porn industry, and I know that they're trying to help women and stuff, like with Dipsy. I know they're a sponsor of one of our shows that does audio stuff and, you know, exciting stories and whatever.
And it's like catered towards females, yes?
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah. They also do LBGQ2RX, Element of P. They do all of it. But it's audiobooks that are erotica.
Yeah.
I see the appeal of all of that. However, the reason that they don't make any money with women is because, I don't know about you, I get stimulated by my imagination. When you're in your childbearing years, you get hot seeing a guy with a baby. Mm. You know, it's all of those things that are really geared towards biology and breeding and all. It's,
well, we're most more emotional. We like to be romanticized instead
exactly. of you want
titillated.
A guy on a stallion, you know, with the flowing shirt or whatever, uh-huh. telling you that you're gorgeous.
Right.
And you want to be better looking than they are and all those things. And in my imagination, I am.
Right.
That's
yes,
crazy because what you said you get stimulated by seeing a guy with a baby?
Yes.
So funny. I mean, I'm not saying this is funny, but seriously, when I was younger and I would go to the mall, Westminster Mall.
You got so much puss.
With Shannon.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of girls were like, oh my God, she's so, yeah, oh yeah, that's.
Because they know that you can, and it's just part of your biology.
That's crazy. And I never really picked up on that, but when you said that, I went, hey, and when, have a baby.
Or when you have a dog, you're nurturing, all of those things.
Okay.
And when you hooked up with them, did you just leave her in the car?
Yeah, I did. I said, hey, here's a baba.
Yeah.
Boing.
Yeah.
No.
Are you lactating?
No, the funny thing was.
Double dipping.
Chris.
Hey, I need a feeder.
No.
Oh, my.
But men, of course, are extremely, almost 100% visual. Mm-hmm. Am I correct,
yeah.
Daryl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You need to see the thing. Yeah. That doesn't make you better or worse. That's just how you operate. And that's why your body, like when a woman gets excited or whatever, you turn into Snow White. You have rosy cheeks. You have red lips. You have whatever. Your body is making you more attractive so you can have children. I don't know why I'm such a whore, but with no kids, not kidding. I'm joking. I don't whore at all.
No, she's not.
She never whored.
I don't.
No.
I didn't and I don't.
No.
But interesting. Okay, go ahead. Carry on.
So that being said, as far as filming or whatever and mm-hmm. stuff, I'm not opposed to taking erotic pictures of my feet and selling them on the internet.
Well, that's
I'm not even
You
happening.
Should.
Yeah.
Dude.
She's got some damn cute feet.
I really They're do. Really cute. She's got some nice Beavises. You're wasting your talent.
I know. Yes. I'm actually, we've seriously talked about it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Because I could change my nail polish so fast.
Yes.
And then just put my toes in very, very compromising
There's
positions.
There's somebody right now beating off to you saying that.
I know. So I might as well be
No, none of our listeners are those type of people.
You don't know.
You
well,
don't
that's
know?
True. Are you
don't
out
know.
There?
Everybody's
you
got some in the closet.
See it? No. You I think not.
Okay, the dirtiest thing I saw in recent times of real people that I know.
Yeah.
So I was working at the Blake Street Tavern for the last 17 years of my life, and I found out through another coworker that one of our other coworkers, this young kid, male adult person, but barely an
Excuse
adult
me.
Person.
I got a little excited.
That was Fiona's was in, ears.
Yes, it sounded gross.
Yeah.
But he was in adult films.
Oh.
And his real name was Bloop, and his film
Diggler.
Name was Bleep. But anyway... We had found out about it, and he was making adult films with his girlfriend, and we found them on the interwebs,
mm-hmm. oh.
and so one of my coworkers, texted it to me or whatever, and I watched it once, and I was so disgusted, I watched it six more times, and then it was interesting. And,
it was.
Yes.
Could you look him in the eye after that?
Definitely not.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I think that he knew that I knew. And
oh,
he really
definitely
cute kid.
Yeah, he went, oh, shit, she knows.
Yeah, I was like, I know what you're working with. But he was a sweet kid. He was a good kid. He was whatever. But he ended up quitting to go pursue that full time. I think they moved to L.A., whatever. They both had attractive areas and whatever.
Nice.
So,
have you followed up? Do you know what he, I mean, did
no.
he make it? Is he at the award show?
I really
beep,
don't know. But I did feel beep. Guilty after I watched it 12 times. How many times did I say?
13.
But I felt like, what if I'm in some scenario where my integrity is being questioned and they're like, well, you have filth on your phone. I deleted it. So,
I've
regretted it ever since.
But they can still go back and see that. So you're,
Oh, maybe so. Well, maybe they should reinstall it for me.
I think the funny part of that whole
There's so
thing
many funny parts.
Is that you think that you would be interrogated enough for somebody to go through your phone. That's the part I find funny.
Miss Majors, on July 4th, 1990.
How old is she?
We noticed that you watched this show, Long Schluck Long, and the Beat Me Off Boys.
Well, oh, dear.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah,
she's
so
all,
I guess
what?
That's the most recent porn I saw. I did say the most recent porn I saw was on VHS.
Yeah.
I guess it was on an iPhone 10.
Oh.
Wow.
You're good. You're just a liar.
Yep. Oh, I have another porn story of
good.
A real life person.
We're doing good, yeah.
Of a real life person.
So when I was working at that... I'll just say it, topless bar that mm-hmm. was next to the carrot place.
Yeah. It wasn't a farmer's market, folks.
No. I don't even know what it was called. It will forever be the carrot place. But I haven't had a good hard, crunchy carrot since. But anyway, there was, unfortunately, this person has passed, but one of our managers and doorman was Mr. Colorado at the time, who was huge. He was a really big, buff guy, and he looked like...
In what way?
He was muscular.
That guy was packing one hell of a carrot.
I have no idea about his nether regions, but he looked like Gaston in Beauty and the Beast.
I know exactly who you're talking
about.
Yes, I remember
and
that guy.
And I won't say his name because it's disrespectful and he can't defend himself.
Yeah.
But I found out that he was in the adult industry and we spent so much time trying to find him because he was a coworker in Miss Colorado and all that. Never did find it. But, you know, they're out there, people. It could be your next door neighbor.
Apparently.
The funny thing, I just remember that guy, the way he used to walk around. Like, he'd be like, he had the hair.
Yes, he looked like Gaston.
He would walk.
Huge shoulders, tiny waist. He was cartoonishly built.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's funny. Well,
he was a big, burly fella.
Because I think he worked at a couple different places. Because I think he worked there, and I think he worked over off of one in Pecos. Because,
That's the guy. There's not that many of them.
Yeah.
I've got more if you guys have time.
No, we're good. Yeah. We're doing fine, yeah.
So I was looking up right before the show. I wanted to find the best porn name, and then I didn't get there as soon as we started, but this is pretty good.
Okay.
Thin Wolfhard.
That's somebody's real name?
That's her porn name. Thin Wolfhard.
Thin. I thought you said thin.
Thick Wolfhard. Thin, F-I-N-N, Wolfhard.
Finn.
Okay.
I found that. I'm going to cite my sources because we are a qualified news outlet.
Right.
CheatSheet.com.
Nice.
Award-winning news.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I was going to try to find the best porn name for a movie because there were tons of them at the video store.
Oh, yeah.
There were too many to think of. On Golden Blonde.
Crocodile Blondie.
Those are the two we always remember.
On Golden Blonde. There
are so many.
Come on. Yeah. Why would you desecrate that beautiful movie?
Come on.
Oh, no, man.
Look at the jizz.
Get it off my chin, Norman.
Oh, no.
We only do one character.
I do Catherine Hepburn and Neil Diamond. What do you got? What else
we all did Catherine. Stick me in the old pooper.
Oh, you old poo!
I have one more for Daryl.
Okay.
Although I know that this has happened at a bachelorette party. Did you ever go to a bachelor party and see like a stag movie? Do guys still do that? Or was that like the 60s? Or did it stop with... who's the clown? John Wayne Gacy. Did it stop with it?
After serial killers got into it, the guys were like, don't bring no shit to my party.
I didn't know it was gay.
I've never been to one that they did that, but I did go to a bachelor party where they filmed the girls, and they stuck a camera like in a Budweiser box.
Oh, that's not nice.
But no, this is a funny story. So me and my buddy John, God rest his soul, we went to this bachelor party, and he had some like, you know, tore up jeans looking cool, you know, we're like heavy metal guys or whatever. And this girl walks over and just rips one leg off. And he goes, how am I going to explain this to Katie?
His wife.
He was walking around. He had big bike.
Like a cartoon?
Yes, he had one leg.
Like he got attacked by an alligator.
He had one leg on and one leg. I could not look him in the face. The whole night I was dying laughing. But he had these like big old biker boots on. He's walking around.
Oh my God.
And he's like, that's fucked up, dude.
So a little bit later he goes, dude, come here. And I go, what? And he goes, go down this hall with me. And I go, what? He goes, rip my other leg off.
Oh my God. They're cutoffs now.
Yeah.
They're Daisy Dukes.
Then he looked like the gay guy from the gay book.
What?
He looked like the gay guy from the YMCA cutoffs.
What is that? What are they?
The village people.
Yeah, the village people. Yeah. He had work boots on.
You said the gay guy from the village people.
That's hilarious.
That was all of them.
The gay one.
Yeah. He goes, as opposed to this.
He goes, all of them? Just rip the other leg off. He goes,
that's awesome.
Wow.
Oh my God, bless you, John.
So
we
went a little bit farther off the cuff on that, but that was good. But that was some interesting feedback. And, you know, like I said, no, me and Lisa never were into watching porn or anything like that and stuff. So,
with each other.
I ruined it for you guys.
It's kind of weird. You know, Ron Jeremy's in prison right now.
For what?
This is one thing I thought was kind of shitty. He had the Bill Cosby effect come back on him.
Oh, me too, me too, me too.
Yeah, yeah. The people, they were saying, mm-hmm. and like Lisa said, if you're going to go hook up with Ron Jeremy, something weird's about to happen.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's like you walk in the room and you're like, oh, it's Ron Jeremy?
Well, and they
he might get me a job.
There is a documentary on BBC about this and stuff. And there's a lot of people in porn, women that he was with, that are defending him and saying, yeah, he was a little weird, a little creepy, this and that. But, you know, same thing. But you knew when you hung around
what you were going to get. Whereas when you see Bill Cosby, you think you're getting some pudding. Yeah.
No, he's getting the pudding.
That guy needs to go.
I'm just saying, I mean, I don't know, and this is just my opinion, but didn't Ron Jeremy get enough puth? You know, like, did he really have to rape somebody?
I really don't know.
Another movie.
Yeah.
If you did something terrible,
we are not
blaming. We're not condoning that whatsoever. I mean,
anti-rape on this show. We stand behind it.
Yes. Yeah, he was never a good-looking guy. But he's, like, he's completely gray, looks really creepy guy.
But you know the psychology behind that, right?
Pardon me?
Because it makes a woman feel beautiful.
No.
No?
Because guys could relate to, if he could get the girl, I can get that girl.
That makes sense, too. Yeah. I thought maybe you had a guy under the bridge fetish.
Like, no.
I'm so into trolls.
No, because Ronnie.
Oh, man. I love that movie.
Ronnie. Most of the porn is watched by men.
Yeah.
And so they would think if Ron Jeremy can get that gorgeous girl, they're like, I can get a girl like that. So,
So it builds delusion.
Yes.
And self-esteem.
Yes. Yeah. Self-esteem and delusion, which is one and the same.
Indeed.
Okay, well,
that was a great episode about pornography.
So too. Yeah.
I liked it.
That was a terrible idea.
So lighthearted.
Yes. Oh, that's a frothy frolic. Don't let your kids listen to this.
Show was a little wacky.
It just whacks me off sometimes. Okay, let's come back with, what you talking about?
What you talking about? Alrighty.
Welcome back, you witchy, whacking witches.
Whacking it off Wednesday.
Yes.
Waxing the carrot.
Ooh.
Let's do it. Okay, so this is what you're talking about. I'm going to go first because I say so. I found on the interweb, my source is Sky News. And this is something that happened yesterday. I'm in the now. Breaking news.
So current.
Yeah. Man kept father's dead body in a freezer so he could talk to him.
Oh, he was lonely.
Yeah.
He didn't watch the porn.
Yeah, so when I read this, I thought it said 82-year-old man, and I thought was found in a freezer. Oh, no, no. The 82-year-old man is the one who kept the corpse of his parents.
Oh, dear.
Who was age 101 because he didn't want to let him go because he would miss him. The man has been caught storing his dead father's body in his freezer. Police in the town of Langgraaf in the Netherlands reported discovering the corpse after the concern raised by the family's doctor, who was worried about the 101-year-old father's health.
Oh, dear.
Dutch media reported the man's son, who was 82, told officers he did not want to let him go because he would miss him. The newspaper said his son claimed he had decided to put his parents' corpse in the freezer when he died of natural causes 18 months ago, so he can continue to talk to him. Anyways, it goes on for more, but what do you guys think about that? What do you think?
Well, gosh,
I don't like it.
He loved his parents. You know, did he call him Popsicle?
Have you guys ever heard of people like putting like their animals in the freezer and stuff
yes.
like that? I think, okay, actually, this is kind of a funny story just to go on that. So I had a client who, she was watching her daughter's fish and like her daughter loved these fish. And one of them died. And so, and they were relatively big. They weren't little, like little tiny fish. They were actually in a big aquarium like thing. And she like it died of ick or something. It wasn't anything that she didn't do. So she put it in the freezer and froze it so that her daughter could see that she didn't kill it on purpose.
Oh.
Sounds like a Krabby story.
I'm going to damage you in a different way.
Yeah, like, okay, I don't know. I don't want that to happen to me ever. Yeah.
You're safe. I think you're safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That's gnarly, and thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. That's my story.
That's don't what keep... she's talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, let your parents go. You can go and talk to them at the cemetery.
Or yeah, let them go walk with Jesus, for fuck's sake.
They're all fucking old!
Give them a sweater.
Yeah.
They didn't want to be put in that situation. No. I'm not Walt Disney here, son.
Seriously.
Let me go.
Yeah.
Cryogenics.
Yes.
What do you go, Darryl?
Well, what I'm talking about today is, on this very day as we're speaking, our good captain from the Colorado Avalanche went into surgery to have a extensive knee surgery repair, and he will not be returning to the Avalanche for the 2024-2025 season.
No, 23-24.
No, 24-25.
It goes from October 23 through 24.
28, 29.
Hike!
Did I tell you that 6 out of 5 dentists?
So,
so yeah, sadly enough,
the next season. He'll
be out the whole next season. I know this is a news thing; people know it, and I'm just I'm tore up by that because I miss my captain.
And
I love that guy.
Really, not hard to look at.
No, that's why I like to watch him. You know, like he's my porn. He's my he's my hockey porn.
Yeah.
Didn't he become captain at 19 or something?
Yes, he
was
did.
He the youngest captain in the league ever?
I think so, but I don't know that for sure.
Yeah, he did become the youngest captain.
Ever?
Sidney Crosby, I think, seriously enough, was 20. Mm-hmm. Something stupid.
Wow.
So they're like, we'll beat you by a year. But,
you know
our facts are always right.
And at the time when he became captain, I didn't think he should have been.
Right. He was green.
Yeah, but I think that he has become a great captain over these years. And I hope that even if I don't know the logistics on whether or not he can be traded or be bought out of his contract or stuff like that while he's on injured reserves, but I sure hope he can't. And I hope that we can keep him, even if it means that our season won't be as good next year. And
then we just rebuild
the year after.
I think with all the injuries we had this year, I think we're going to be fine.
Yeah.
I think we'll get somebody else. But, you know, if by chance he can't come back, I think he should get on the coaching staff because he is a very well-respected person in this organization.
Yeah. But he says he wants to play.
Yeah, he wants. So, I'd want to play too.
Yeah.
Well, and with all the injuries that we won the division is a miracle.
Yeah, we did really well
in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, almost beat the Kraken.
The Kraken.
Almost. Game 7 but, Kraken.
Right up the Kraken.
Yeah.
That's what I'd be talking about.
Okay.
I think we can all say that Landis Gogg should be in the Universal NHL Spank Bank.
Oh, well, I think he already is.
Oh,
yeah.
My
He's
hands are
very, very, very handsome.
Spankable.
Man.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And a good man and a good leader.
Yeah.
Yes.
Quite a talent.
Mm-hmm.
A good looking talent.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what I'm talking about, I wonder if it's the same website that you go to, but this is where I go to for good news. And then also, I might be the witch that does the most things about animals. This article is from Sunny Skies. It's from April 15th. And it says, the title is, the headline, "Make Better Choices, These Seals Keep Getting Eels Stuck Up Their Noses."
Oh!
Endangered Hawaiian monk seals keep getting eels stuck up their noses, and no one knows why this keeps happening. The Hawaiian Monk Seal Research Program, or as you guys may know it, HMSRP, part of the NOAA Fisheries Agency, posted a photo on its Facebook page of one of the seals with an eel lodged in its right nostril. I'll have that for you on the Facebook page here shortly.
Perfect.
That's eel booger sugar.
We have reported on this phenomenon before, which was noted a few years back. We have now found juvenile seals with eels stuck in their noses on multiple occasions. Sources say the seal says we only like things that rhyme in our nostrils.
Did you really say that?
I made the last part up.
I thought you did. I was like, we should make a song about it.
Yeah.
Seals with eels in nostrils.
That was my SNL thrown in.
That was hilarious.
Believe it or not. Hold on. Let me show the picture. Seals with eels.
In nostrils.
In nostrils. And that's what I'm talking about.
I have nothing to say about that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think that something should be done about that.
Yeah.
And yes. I hope that Schmaharp, or whatever
the name. S-M-H-A-R-P.
Yeah,
Schmaharp. Maybe they can give them little face guards.
Yeah, like, or put something up there. Well, no, then they wouldn't be able
to nosy thingies.
Breathe.
Yeah. Yeah,
but like, they can't breathe with eels anyways.
Little mesh things.
Oh, mesh.
Mesh. Yeah, good mesh idea. Is a good idea. Yeah,
we should become marine biologists.
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, why not? I mean, we're not else doing anything.
And that's the end of our show, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for coming down.
Man,
talking about smut.
We're going to become marine biologists, and so we're done with the show.
We are.
Yes.
Cool. Okay. But, well, let's come back with which is it? And then after that, that'll be our last show ever before we become marine biologists.
Yeah,
perfect.
That's it.
Okay, let's go out with a
boing.
Good, good.
Cute.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh yeah, he's the man witch. Oh yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. We have come to the part of the show where we wrap up a synopsis in a 60-second little soundbite. And every week we rotate who does it. And by rotate, I mean it's completely fucking random.
Lisa picks
a spinner and it goes tick, 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 tick,
and
tick,
now tick. It's an app on our phone spinning. And it is, I think this is not, it's Shelley again. She's going to.
You can get like the last 67 seconds.
Damn, you are the
original. Because I'm succinct.
She's becoming the original which is it when
whatever.
It was a man witch minute.
Go ahead.
Me? Yeah. Okay, so I'll start the 60
seconds. If you get
it
next time, I'm not going to let you.
Okay. Nope. If you do it, you have to stand on your head, chug a beer, and do a beer
taker. I don't see why you guys are mad at me because of your
You spinned it.
Okay, all right. You spinned it. Start. 60 seconds are on. Thank you guys for one of the funnest episodes we've done in a long time, or as Cagers would say, the most fun, because that's correct.
More
funnest is not a real word. And neither is ain't.
Ain't.
So think about
neither
that.
Neither is taint. Ain't.
Don't
taint
talk in her thing.
We have to tell him every week.
Mm-hmm.
This was a show about pornography, and I think that we all learned a little something about our kinks, how far we would go, how far we wouldn't go, that we're all different shades of vanilla in this room, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that. I'm not even French vanilla. I might be like Narnia, really white vanilla. That every once in a while there's a vanilla bean, and that's when I go crazy.
Mm.
Mexican vanilla, never been there, but I'm interested.
I don't know.
I'm
just talking about vanilla.
Oh, there's so
the
much
thriller
time left.
Emma Vanilla.
There's 4 seconds left. Thank you for joining us on this pornography show.
Bye. Yay!
Doink.
Thank you guys again for listening. We should probably do this at the top of the show and just to totally randomize it and stuff. But you know what? If you're listening to this still every single week and you haven't joined Patreon, you hate us. So stop hating us so
much. You're missing out. We have so many cool things.
Yeah, and it's just going to be getting better. We're doing something after the show that's going to be super fun. It's a game that we're going to be videoing, I'll put it on there probably this week. So
yeah.
That being said.
Are you curious?
Can I
if you're curious,
please.
Go to the website, goodwitch-badwitch.com, and join Patreon that way. It's probably the easiest way, and you can see all of our merch, too. Yeah.
Yes. And join Patreon, because me and Shells are getting together.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start putting together little packets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do random drawings.
Absolutely.
And there's going to be some cool, fun gifts coming out. We're going to send them out to you. But yeah, that's another little incentive.
Totes me goats. And the higher of a level you are, I keep interrupting you.
No, you're fine.
Higher of a level you are, the more raffles you get in the drawing.
Yeah, exactly.
So we appreciate all of you for listening, whether you're a Patreon or not. We think it's really great. But if you're a Patreon, it helps us to keep this going, and we appreciate the support.
And we need to buy our trophies.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right. We still don't have our trophies. Yeah. We're going to have a bake sale.
Or you can just Venmo us money and just put in the Raider notes, trophy.
Yep.
About your trophy.
Because we have to buy two this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Which is a good and bad thing.
Yeah. No, because it's expensive. They're like $170 a piece.
Yeah.
And we have, of that, maybe $0.
Right. Because we just had fair ASCAP fee.
Yes, have you ever heard of the Good Witch, Bad Witch telethon?
Right.
Yes, that's what we are going to be doing.
Perfect. They'll be on the porn awards.
If there's any money left over, we will send Lisa to go see Duran Duran.
Yay. At Red Rocks. Yes. Perfect. Yes. Thanks, guys. Thanks in advance.
Yeah, we sure appreciate you joining us. And this was a wet and woolly ride.
Mm-hmm.
Stay witchy, my friends.
Stay bitchy.